All right, welcome back to another episode of the NBC Talks podcast. Yes, I know we did another hiatus, impromptu, like, and whatnot. But we're back, hopefully a little bit more regularly into the summer. Summer might be another hiatus time because we're going to be busy with the cons. Actually, Jay's already busy with the cons. What's up, 85? And also, thank you for the resub, 85. But any church announcements from you, Jade? Also, how are you, Jade?
I am good. I'm very good. And yes, it's con season. So every month for the until August, I will be at a con. Yeah, so I have to get the listings, but the first one was going to be Schaumburg. So I'll be at the Schaumburg Black Comics Books Festival. And we'll be selling books. I'll be there. Mike will be there. It'll be a good time. Lots of other Black creators are going to be there. It's fun. So if you're in New York, it's a free event in Harlem in the Schaumburg Center. But yeah, it's a good time. And then, like I said, it's lots of cons this season. Lots and lots and lots of cons. But yeah, that's my church announcements. And for each one, I'll let y'all know which one I'll be at. But how are you?
Good and busy. So my church announcement is that I am deep in my editing bag on these YouTube streets, making the final push to partner, at least a first tier partner. So we're beyond the 500 subscribers needed for that, but we're almost at the 3,000 watch hours. I have a little over 600 left. So what I'm doing is uploading Let's Play videos of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, because I feel like that'll catch traction within the next few weeks as people are wrapping up and wanting to watch other people play. So be sure to click on those and open a tab. And also still keeping with the Kingdom Hearts Theory videos, those aren't going away. And actually got a collab very soon, which I will announce in Discord maybe tomorrow morning. But got a collab coming up very, very soon. On the Kingdom Hearts side, so excited for that. So yeah, be sure to support me in my YouTube journey. I want a partner by some name. And I've chosen the YouTube path. Once I get to the last two chapters, I already announced this in Discord, but once I get to the last two chapters of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, I will do a comeback stream where I will start dual streaming again on Twitch and YouTube. I feel like that'll just be best for interactions and whatnot. And to get the community crossover support. So, yeah, that'll be comeback stream date to be announced, because I haven't gotten to chapter 13 yet. I am actually I'm almost at chapter 9. It's a long game. It's beefy. But yeah, those are my church announcements, and more on what's coming in the future soon. Hopefully we'll get a new trailer this year. But yeah, outside of that, more on channel developments and stuff soon. But yeah, I've been working. That's part of the reason we took a little bit longer than usual to come back, because I've been working and I needed to sleep a little. Okay. So that's all church announcements on my end. Also, hello, Nighthawk. So without further ado, we can go ahead and get into our news beat, which I haven't seen a lot. I mean, there's been a lot going on the Hill and in Congress and all that. Which we'll get into a little bit with the Creator Hub, because we gotta talk about the TikTok bill, or anti-TikTok bill, however you see it. But it's just more so, it's like, I don't know, a lot of stuff's been happening, so I think people are kind of tired about news on that end, so we might get back to it eventually. But for now, we're just going to keep on doing what we do and keep up with what's been trending. So what better way to come back than to talk about Diddy's house is getting raided? I love a good comeuppance. So the Los Angeles home of Sean Diddy Combs was raided by HSI, which is Homeland Security Investigations, on March 25th in connection with a federal sex trafficking case. Not only did his LA home get raided, but his Miami home also got raided. It seemed to be around the same time. So the federal raid occurred at the Homebee Hills neighborhood. And across the coast, HSI raided, that should say raided, the music mogul's Miami home on Star Island. Some evidence that they were looking for included laptops, flash drives, and anything that would connect Combs with the allegations, because Diddy's a deviant, and he very likely recorded a lot of shit. As that was going on, apparently, Diddy's private jet was also seen to be taken off and was grounded in Antigua briefly. And it landed back in Florida as of Thursday, March 28th, after it flew to the Caribbean on the day that his homes were raided, according to reports. So there were, at first, people were thinking, like, oh, damn, like, Diddy, like, took off in his private jet to go to the island on the Caribbean. But he was not actually in the jet. He was in Miami walking around, like, the airport and stuff. Without saying too much, if some federal agency, it doesn't just have to be one, but if some federal agency is at the point where they're raiding your house, that is saying quite a lot about what they have on the case. I'll just leave it at that. That's like that. They had enough to go in and raid the house. His sons had to be, I don't think detained is the right word, because they weren't taken into custody per se, but they had to be. They had to be restrained. Detained. Okay. So yeah, they had to be detained while they were doing the search. Now, one of his sons, which I think is Justin Combs, was named in one of the lawsuits filed. But that doesn't necessarily, just because they were detained during the search doesn't necessarily mean they were also tied to the investigation, even though one of his sons is actually named in at least one of the civil lawsuits that might have lended more evidence to the investigation. I do have a commentary about how other people covered it. Before I get to that, I'm trying to make sure I had everything. I think I did. But before I get to that part, your take on this, Jade?
Oh, the diddler. That's been my favorite name. Like, the diddler. That when that resurfaced. Yeah, it was crazy. Like, it came out of nowhere. It didn't. I'm just glad that Cassie got her coins before they did all this, before they freeze assets.
Yes.
I'm like, good for you. People who were thinking that she was the start of this, I was like, no, this investigation, they don't do the investigations like that. This investigation was already going on.
Right.
I was like, she just happened to be suing you during that time that they were probably collecting evidence against you. Because like M said, you have to have evidence to get a warrant. You have to have some type of probable cause to go and get a warrant. So something that they showed the judge was enough to be like, okay, yes. You can have these warrants to go seize property. That's the crazy part. The diddler. not the diddler, the diddler. But all the memes that Black people can't take anything seriously, and I love us for that.
We're such an unserious bunch.
We are, like, we can't do help but laugh at things. It's all the memes that came out, all the stories, everybody coming to tell their truth what happened with Diddy before. It's just a mess. I was like, it's been quite hilarious.
Yes. Also, hi, Danera. Yes, it's been yes, hilarity ensued. Okay, so I did have a slight commentary. No tea, no shade. Some shade, but no tea, no shade. But like, I found it really interesting how independent, the more independent creators, the YouTubers, TikTokers, like anybody like creating content independently, kind of cover this pretty objectively, kind of how you expect news outlets to cover it, which they did cover objectively, but other more mainstream, I don't like the word mainstream medium because it automatically ties to like CNN and Fox, but I'm not talking about CNN and Fox in this case, but more so what we tend to see as like the mainstream black media were very like trying to both sides of this in a in like the weirdest way of like why would they raid Diddy's homes? I just thought it was kind of weird how like some people covered it in trying to defend like trying to defend Diddy when like if you've read any summary, not even just the lawsuit in itself, but any summary of the lawsuit is like, oh no, he definitely did. He did some heinous shit, or at least is accused of doing some heinous shit. But yeah, it's one of those. It's like, okay, yes, you have to throw in allegedly, because he's not convicted yet. But yeah, I just saw it was like they, to me, it seemed like it was given they were still on Diddy's payroll. But it's like, but you're not technically, you're not on Diddy's payroll because like he sold a Revolt, so. Like he's not even over, but I mean, y'all do y'all. I was like, I'm not. I love my people, but I will. I am also on the side of like, if you are a deviant, if you're a heinous deviant, it's like I'm not defending that.
It's the heinous deviant part.
I'm just saying.
Oh.
Oh. Sounds like they're not doing the research for UFOs or anyone. Research when that can stop you from being first. I mean, true, but it's right there. Okay, at, I mean, I'd be on the internet. It's like, no, it's right there, like in black and white. Okay, but fair point. For fair point, it's like just like with other demons of the past, like R. Kelly and all that. It's like you're gonna have defenders for whatever weird reason. So, eh. It is what it is. I just thought that was like really interesting. I was like, I didn't think that would there would be a divide per se on this.
Right? I don't know why there's a divide, because y'all act like Diddy is a saint.
Yeah.
It's like he's not. It's like y'all do remember that not too long ago, as in within the last couple decades, he got arrested along with J-Lo because he had her in some mess. So I'm like, let's not forget that. Like, Diddy is of the streets
Yes.
and stayed. He just knew how to put on a suit.
Basically. But yeah, so that is what happened. Like I said, the memes that came out of it was hilarious. I appreciated that. But yep, so because I myself was actually kind of wondering about that private jet. I was like, did they get that back? Or, but yeah, it did in fact come back to the States.
That was the funniest part of it, though, because it was like they were
right.
like, "Where's this plane? Where's Diddy?" And Diddy is walking around Miami Airport.
Yes.
Was like, "That is the most villainous shit." And be like, "I'm right here. What y'all looking for? I'm right here." It's like, "Yeah, you're where nobody expected you to be."
Yes, because before it came out that he was walking around Miami Airport, I very much did think, I was like, did he get on the jet and like go to his lair on the islands?
Like, or you can't extradite me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, he pulled a Russell Simmons. Everybody thought he pulled a Russell and was, like, just somewhere else until, like, people forget about allegations.
Right.
We didn't, by the way, Russell. Mm-hmm. We did not forget.
Right.
But, yeah.
So, so that happened on what seemed to be a random Monday. Before we switch over to Creator Hub news, anything else?
Stop. Yeah, no, that's it for me.
Okay. All right, moving right along to Creator Hub. There we go. So got before we get into the TikTok band of it all, real quick Twitch updates. So Twitch's sponsorships feature, which is very, very limited creator access, now shows what people you follow are doing a campaign in the follow channel sidebar. It also ignores viewership sorting to display it at the top, which the follow channel already ignores viewership. I've noticed that myself because like people I tend to watch more are towards the top. No matter what the viewership is, but it, while on the surface is like, I think it's a neutral feature, and I don't know why. I think it's some human psychology, of it, of like, people don't tend to support as much when things are sponsored, but that's not just a Twitch thing. That's any platform thing. Like, whenever you see ad, like, I don't know, you just tend to click off of it. But yeah, so outside of that whole psychology factor, I was like, I don't think it's a bad update. I think I'm just aware of, like, well, if it's a sponsorship, numbers might not be there. But like I said, that's a human thing. I don't know why we do that. I'm guilty of that myself. I don't know why. So let's see. Amazon is apparently pulling all the lucrative parts of Twitch, suggesting that Twitch's future is solely based on how it may monetize its cultural value. So as a reminder, you know, creators might need to diversify and or just seek other ventures. Not necessarily quit streaming. Don't quit streaming per se, but like, just like, I don't think you can make a full-time income off of streaming without having made, like, some sort of, or grown some sort of audience somewhere else that who will be willing to sit and watch you do whatever. Not necessarily game, even though gaming seems to be the bigger meta, but whatever you do, tend to do on Twitch. I'm very much split yourself. Don't, like, oversplit and spread yourself thin. But definitely, like, seek out other ways to monetize. If you're gonna be a full-time creator. Creators cannot limit who can follow your channel based on email and or phone verification, which is kind of has been in the works and has been pushed out for a while. But similar version has been active for chats. But now they limit who can follow, which is nice, I will say. I feel like it's one of those, it's like, I can see it going both ways. I think for channels like mine, it's like, no, I like that. That's nice. For channels that are geared more towards the youths, that might be a little difficult for their followership. Yeah. Even though, I don't know, people keep talking about this being the iPad generation and stuff, so I mean, I don't know. I don't have a kid, so I'm assuming kids these days just have iPhones and iPads and didn't have to wait till they were, like, in high school and doing extracurricular activities. So, yeah, I'm in that weird in-between stage. I am an aunt technically, but I'm not what people would consider an auntie. Like, I feel like I don't give off auntie, but I also don't have a kid.
And you give off
I do.
The well-off auntie. Yes. You give off the auntie that comes to the cookout and be like, I'm ready to go.
I mean, I am like that. I am like that. That's fair. Well, all right, fine. I'll be the young cool auntie. I didn't know I gave it off. you can see auntie. Okay, yeah, I see it. I ain't gonna fight it. They say it's always worse when you try to fight it. So it's like, I'm not fighting it. I just thought I still looked a little too baby faced. That's all. <Mm-mm. laughs> All right, moving on. Twitch updated the sexual content guidelines to say content that focuses on intimate body parts for a prolonged period will not be allowed. So you can take your genitals off stream, because you will get banned. Red to go. I'm very much red to go energy. Like if I ever do, I don't know if I could ever do like actual events. It would be hard. I would very much give a stream to see signals across the room. That'd be red to go. Yes. Oh. Honestly, he'll say it, like, once he sees my face, he'll probably say it. I'm just too nice to actually say it. I'll just be like, He's like, all right, y'all, we going. It's very much just how to function. Okay. So, let's see. So, any thoughts on the sexual content guidelines?
Well, I'm glad that... First of all, I get that they're having to like revise things as they go, but also they should have thought these through before they put them out.
Yeah.
It's like just a little bit more like you didn't think that you, I was like, you until somebody abused it.
Right.
That's when they're like, oh, maybe we should tweak this rule a little bit. Yeah, because when you're just focusing on one body part for a very long time, you know they're sexualizing it. So they're probably just like, yeah, that, no, because at the end of the day, they always say this is a family-friendly app.
Right.
Even though most people's audiences are not geared towards under 18. But yeah, so it's just like, y'all should have thought this one through.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I would have automatically assumed this. Like, I know you can talk about subjects, but I know that you can't get, like, too graphic with it and all that.
Right.
So, I just assumed that this was kind of in there, but I guess not. So, now they had a plain as day put it in there. who was doing this for them to flag it that much to where they're like...
You would be surprised. Yeah.
I need to know.
You would be surprised. People be trying it.
They seriously do.
Okay, so the Twitch terms of service were updated to include new details on how they recommend content to viewers, which I actually got to look at. I didn't get a chance to look at it as I was going through what to add to the docket today. But I kind of want to go through and look at it because I am curious to see how they recommend content to viewers now. Yeah, I'm curious about that because, like, I don't know. We've said this for years now that, like, Twitch's discoverability is not it. So I'm, like, I'm very intrigued about if they tweaked anything or if they're just, like, flat out just spelling out what they're doing to recommend content, but not necessarily saying they're changing anything to increase discoverability. So, but that is it for Twitch updates. So the big TikTok news is that the U.S. House passed a bill requiring ByteDance to divest from TikTok or potentially be banned. It's going to the Senate. where it'll likely experience a slower process because the Senate likes to wax poetic and debate and filibuster. So it'll be a minute before there's a vote. To my knowledge, they haven't held a vote. I think I would have seen a headline on it somewhere if they did. But yeah, so a lot of people are understandably kind of up in arms about the potential that TikTok might be banned here in the States. And I will say, like, I will say in the sense that, like, no, the creator of the app is not Chinese. He's in fact from Singapore. ByteDance, I think, is affiliated with China. And I think that's why Congress is targeting it. So there's two lines of thought, or at least two lines of thought. One line of thought is that, you know, Congress is doing this because people are gaining access to information and it's like taking down, particularly like US propaganda, as well as other more so Western propaganda in front of our eyes, like in real time. So basically, like, we're learning too much, or we're starting to learn too much and we're getting a little too close to the sun. The other line of thought is that there are actual serious national security implications, particularly with ByteDance, and it might be a tactic to, for lack of a better word, soften American's population, but soften them so that we'd be more influenced by foreign powers. So those are two lines of thought. And at this point, I don't actually know where I stand on it. Because one is, like, I am on TikTok, but not like that. Like, I post my content there, but that's, like, the least used app out of the main apps that I... Well, it's between that and Facebook. But I've been on Facebook longer. But I would say TikTok's one of my least used apps. So it's one of those, it's like... I always say it's for the youths. So I don't know. Like, it's not gonna upset me too much if it goes away. Do I think it's fair? I mean, not necessarily, but I don't know. So, like I said, I don't quite know where I stand. I think I'm very much in the middle of, like, I could see it could have been... Like, the developer himself probably didn't have malicious intent, but that doesn't mean other people, like, who are doing back-end development with certain things like ByteDance don't have malicious intent, but I don't know, because I don't actively study it all day, every day. That is actually above my pay grade, but anyways, yeah. Any thoughts on the TikTok bill, possibly a TikTok ban? The other thing I will say is, like, I don't solely blame TikTok for the degradation of people being able to have conversations sometimes. I will say is, like, it probably did do a number on our attention spans and our ability to, like, do some critical thinking. So, but we could say that about any social media app, and it's probably more so overuse of it than the app itself. But anyway, I see where Auntie's coming in. I'm sounding like an old fart now. Your thoughts on this?
Oh no. If they ban, yeah, TikTok. If it's banned, to me, I'm like, if it gets banned, it gets banned. It's a foreign app, so they have every right to, just like in other countries like China, where they ban certain, like, Snapchat and things like that. It's the same concept. But also, they'll make a replacement, just like when Vine died.
Yeah.
TikTok became a thing. So it's like, if TikTok is gone, there's somebody is out there with the next big one where it's like, okay, we're going to use DoodleyDop. And it's going to be ridiculous, and it's going to be just the same as all the other ones, and so they'll be okay. That I don't know why that was the first word that came to my head, but it was. But yeah, so it's like, it's to me, I'm at that point where I use TikTok just because I watch TikTok videos and I send them and I crack up, but I'm not like pressed to where if it's gone tomorrow, I'm not gonna be like, oh my gosh.
Right.
But I know that some people, that's their bread and butter. But that's that magic word again, diversify. You need to diversify to where all your content is not in one place, so that way you're not making money in just one area. You should be able to be have it split among. But yeah.
Yeah, I do agree. If I like, I don't think it's I really don't think it's framed right. And boomers are just doing boomer shit. Because it's boomers on most of these committees who are making the decisions and asking the sometimes weird and somewhat xenophobic questions to these developers and CEOs. So I do agree that I don't think it's framed right. And it would have been nice to have some younger people on these committees who actually understand what the app is, what it does, how you know, the process of, or how developers how and why developers created something like ByteDance, or why it has to be attached to TikTok. So wish there was a bit more nuance, but yeah. It's one of those, like, I won't really miss it. I do think it's useful. On the creative side, it's definitely useful. But on me personal life side, I was just like, I barely use it. Not gluten-free bread and butter, some alternatives. Some great political content creators like government's radio, so they might be trying to censor content. Yeah, like if China's truly is stealing all our data, then we can't have them out Americaning us. Only we're allowed to steal foreign powers' data, right? Only we can steal our own data, because it's like, well, I mean, like this, like literally, there's a whole thing about Facebook Meta stealing our data for the 2016 election. And if I'm not mistaken, there is a headline that just came out that basically, like, oh, they were stealing data from our messages.
Yeah, for Netflix.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
So, as long as it's all
I still watch
in-house,
Netflix, right?
right?
But I'm still watch my Netflix.
So, but I'm very curious to see what's gonna happen with TikTok and how more so Gen Z and Gen Alpha is gonna feel about it, because I feel like they're the ones who use it more. Us oldies, boomers don't understand it, and you know we and Gen X and Gen and millennials use it, but we're just like we were the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram generation, so yeah, something will replace it. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I thought I saw something that there is going to be a black version of TikTok created, or that is in beta. So it's already happening. Okay. But speaking of the TikTok ban, recent studies suggest 47% of Americans support a TikTok sale or a ban. Meanwhile, TikTok's Chinese cousin, Douyin, has banned AI content from the platform. So almost half of America, like, is just like, yeah, sure, get rid of it. Which actually, I do think that's interesting. But that's what I get from just looking at my Twitter feed, because like Twitter feed tells me a different story that a lot of people are pissed off about it. The internet is Twitter, so it was like that timeline is very curated. All right, anything else on TikTok though?
No, just I hope that dry your tears, y'all. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
All right, YouTube news. YouTube now requires creators to identify altered or synthetic or AI content, which I have seen in uploading my more recent videos, that it asks basically to take off if this is synthetic, if it is using someone, using someone's face or voice who did not lend their face or voice for that video, like questions like that. So when you go through the upload process, you have to like verify that it is in fact not AI, or there is AI content, but yeah, so they have that disclaimer on there. And then YouTube is doing surveys now about a potential new feature called Hype. Hype would allow communities to push videos into a Hype leaderboard. Fans get free points every week, but can buy more. 70% cut to creators. So Twitch actually attempted to do this a couple years ago with their own version, and not much really came from it. So, curious to see, but in fairness to YouTube, YouTube is a bigger community, so maybe it might work this time around, but we'll see. We'll see. They're already kind of, I feel like they might get rid of and or hide away the promotional feature where you can like pay to promote your video on YouTube, because a lot of creators tried it. And basically what happened was they got views but didn't really get any engagement, so like just a lot of bots viewing it. So yeah. And then in miscellaneous news, so did you happen to catch Kai Cenat's drama with Kanye?
I did, and it was hilarious to me.
Where Kai got the wrong size merch. It was like too big for him, right? It was like,
yeah.
So he did a it's not called open box, is it?
Unhaul. Unboxing.
Yeah, that. So basically, yeah. He did an unboxing on the stream for the merch. Tried it on. It was way too big. And was basically roasting it, laughing about it. And then Kanye decided to send a DM about how Kai is a controlled pawn. And Kai was like, what? And so Kanye's manager apparently had to step in and spoke with Kai on stream, hoping to squash the issue.
It was quite hilarious, just because basically, like, they sent him like a large or extra large when this man is like a medium.
Yes.
And so it was falling off of him. He didn't make jokes about like the style of it or anything like that. He was just talking about how big it was.
Right.
And like how like it didn't fit. I think anybody would be like, how do you want me to review this if y'all didn't send me something right. that don't fit? I'm like, I can't review it. And so he's making jokes. And then Kanye was Kanye, which I'm shocked that Kanye even like had a response, just because I'm like, but I always forget he's very delusional.
Yes.
So he's one of those people who you would think didn't have time, but he does have time. And it's just like, wow, you really waited to be like, you. And the whole essentially calling him an industry plant.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, that whole buzzword is so annoying at this point now.
It's getting overused. It's getting to the point that it's overused. And for what it's worth, while Kai is not my cup of tea, he has been streaming for forever. It's just that now he's gotten to a point where like people are noticing him in mainstream. That's all.
Exactly.
Everyone can't be playing it. Exactly.
Before that, it was everybody was a part of the Illuminati. So it's just like,
yeah.
I don't know what the next one's going to be after this, but it's going to be something else that they're going to say.
Absolutely. So. And then last but not least, Stream Elements had launched combined Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter chats with SE Live. Oh, cool. I'll do that for my when I start dual streaming then. Potentially, if I don't forget. All right, anything else in the Creator Hub news brief though?
So now just kind of calm down. YouTube, keep doing you. Don't cry over TikTok. And yeah, Twitch is being Twitch as usual.
Yeah. All right. Moving right along to where are you at? Do I have to go back out? I think I have to go back out. Okay. Just don't care, so do we care? All right. So first up, we got Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Decided to tell us why he won't be endorsing any presidential nominees in the 2024 election, saying his endorsement to Joe Biden in 2020 caused division. So that was just like, Rock, if you're a George Bush Republican, you can just say that. Or not. I don't have to know. Like, that's what's kind of giving, but it's just like, okay. Like, we did not have to know any of this?
Because there are plenty of celebrities that endorse candidates. And I'm sorry, but you have a lot of fans, but your power is like, whoa there. Your power is not that great to where you're like, I'm dividing the nation because I sway one way. No. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah. I don't even remember him endorsing Biden in 2020. Like, I don't remember that coming. I mean, I'll take your word for it, but I was like, I don't remember you saying or there being a headline about it. Oh, he's definitely more so worried about the pockets, but.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was just like, well, you could have just like not said anything. I think we're all kind of burying our heads in the sand this time around. So it's like, it would have been fine.
Correct. Silence is also an answer. You can say something, you can not say something. And that's a whole answer right there for you.
2020 was so garbage that nothing else made the news cycle. Exactly. I was like, I don't even remember. Don't recall, but okay. If you say so, yeah, you endorse Biden and it caused some division, apparently, in your pockets. anything else on that, though, before we move on?
Why is up with all these people being DeLulu?
We got a couple more DeLulus, though. It has been a DeLulu couple weeks. All right, so I titled it Irish Prime Minister Resigned Over Gaza Crisis. I don't know why he resigned. I just thought it was interesting that the former Prime Minister of Ireland, I just still did not get his name, damn. But the former Prime Minister now of Ireland had said to Biden, "We see our history in the eyes of the Palestinians, a story of displacement, deprivation, a denied national identity, forced migration, discrimination, and now hunger." And within like 2 days after he told Biden that, he resigned, saying that he did not think he no longer thought he was the best fit for the job, which, while he says some facts to Biden regarding that, it is really interesting that he, you know, stood 10 toes down and said that to Biden's face and then resigned like within a couple business days after. So I know Ireland was one of the countries that early on had called for a ceasefire. That doesn't surprise me at all. But yeah, I just thought that was like interesting. But I did think it was like some don't care-ness about that in what he said and then when he immediately resigned after. But any thoughts about that?
I just wonder what the correlation between, yeah, like it's a mystery that I would love to know about with the correlation of you resigning and Gaza crisis. Like why?
Yeah.
If you're pro Free Palestine or against it, like whichever way you're swaying, you would think that being in a position of power would help your cause?
Ideally, but I do wonder if there's like a bully pulpit.
Like to be vocal, to have a voice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
ideally.
So
but
someone's like,
I'm kind of wondering if there's a bully pulpit going on, though, with because maybe other his other allies around him are not as vocal about it and or on the opposite side. Or trying to play the middle ground. So, like, there might have been some consequences behind closed doors. Is the only thing I could see.
Tragic, because y'all not going to bully me out my job. Not going to bully me out my job. Nope. So, yeah.
But, yeah, I just thought, like, one that was really interesting, but I do... Part of me is hope. Maybe it's just hoping that maybe with his 10-toed downs, like statement to Biden, that he was just like, and you know what? This ain't for me. Y'all are going in the wrong direction. So, but who knows? I don't know. Anything else though, before we move on to weekly roundup?
That's it for that.
Okay. All right, so weekly round time. So I put these in reverse order, I realize. Because I want to talk about the Kanye suit first, because I think the Amanda Seales one's gonna tee up a bit of discussion. All right, so there's a new civil lawsuit against Kanye West from a former Yeezy and Donda Academy student who accused Kanye of numerous explosive allegations, which include trigger warning. Slight trigger warning, but which include threatening physical violence, verbal abuse, comparing himself to Hitler, telling students that he wanted to shave their heads and lock them in cages, simulating self-pleasure during a one-on-one hotel room meeting, saying he would go after the LGBTQ community next, and telling members of staff that they could be fired for being fat. Somehow, I feel like he... probably did all of this. I don't know about the simulate.
Right?
No, I can see him doing all this. So, outside of that lawsuit being posted, published, I don't know if anything else has come from it, but it's been fairly recently. I think it was like, if not earlier this week, then sometime last week when this when these allegations came out. So I guess we shall see how it goes. And it will probably get lost in the news cycle because everything else that has happened, within this week. But anything, like, your thoughts, on this, though?
I feel like if anybody could have done it, it could have been him, because he's out there and says something, like, his divorce showed us.
Yeah.
That he's liable to say anything that's on his mind. And this is the same person who calls himself Yeezus.
True.
So I wouldn't be making anti-Semitic remarks. So, yeah, I definitely believe that this is something in his wheelhouse that could have happened. But we shall see. But, yeah, I want to see the type of evidence that they have because
right.
That's the real... Where... Damn it, Wendy Williams had to go and get sick.
This would have been busy. This would have been a busy season for her.
Right? She'd have been dunking her tea. Let me tell you. This is, ooh.
So, yeah, very curious to see just ruining his legacy year after year. Yeah. I think a lot of us can say we miss the old Kanye when he didn't talk as much. But yeah, very, very interested to see what all comes from this. I can only imagine, like, I feel like there are some recordings, like voice recordings at least, on some of this stuff. But also, it's just like, some of the stuff is just like, well, yeah, because he did that on Twitter before, or he did that in an interview. So, like, of course he would do that when he's offline, if not more. So, all right. Anything else on that, though?
On that, no.
Okay, last but not least. So, this was very interesting. So Amanda Seales claimed that she was not invited to the NAACP Image Awards. And also, real quick before I get into that, shout out to that shit chick Angel for winning Outstanding Social Media Personality of the Year, as well as like the Here's the Thing podcast for winning, as well as Black Lady Sketch Show for Best Variety. I was just so happy to see the faves winning. Okay, moving along. So, someone who did not get invited to the NAACP Image Awards, apparently, is Amanda Seales. So, she took to social media to speak on not feeling recognized within Black spaces in the entertainment industry. Amanda says she hasn't been invited to Essence's Black Women in Hollywood Annual Awards, the NAACP Image Awards, and more. And then after she said that, several editorials were written about her and basically were like, yeah, no, girl, because like people don't like you. And yeah, so then Seales took to social media once more to respond, saying, honestly, I had enough. And like it was about minute and a half rant, 2 minute rant about that. So. What I find super interesting is that I don't think Amanda Seales is a type to be like, because who said that? I can't remember the name now. There was a creator who has some Macy's brand deal or whatever. It was like, it was better to have a white audience than a Black audience, and all that. And then she lost her Macy's deal, because of the backlash from that. It was a Black woman. But she said then lost her Macy's deal because they were like, we feel uncomfortable on that. So no. But yeah, so I don't think Amanda Seales is the type to say something like that. I am this is kind of an interesting thing that's going on with her, specifically in the Black entertainment industry. Because she, from what I've seen from her, like, lives and her, content and stuff, she is, like, very liberal and very, very, very pro-Black. However, I will say me, myself, as a consumer, have even had to take a break because I'm like, oh, girl, it's only Tuesday.
Yes.
It's like the way she... Yeah, she's on 10 a lot. But yeah, part of me is like, is she not palatable? Is it like, are you saying too much about certain people? Or are you just coming off a certain way? But yeah, go ahead.
I definitely agree. It's her delivery, because I used to love me some Amanda Seales. And then it's just at sometimes it's too much, and it comes off sometimes what she says. I feel like she's one of those people who they always have to be right, and even though you say that you don't have to be right, or like you don't believe in being like the loudest voice in the room. But
she be kind of loud in the room.
Yeah, like you're the loudest voice in the room. So that doesn't instantly make it whatever you say is right. I like her generally, but at the same time I don't, because I find her annoying.
Yeah, that's fair.
There are some things that I agree with her on. But even while I'm agreeing, she might take it too far, like, or say it in a way that I still don't like. And I'm just like,
yeah.
No. I'm like, you're not, like you said, you might not be as palatable as you thought that you are. and there are people who are super pro-Black and that are still palatable for everybody.
Yeah.
To where you could be pro-Black, but their message, how they know how to deliver their message to where everybody can enjoy it. Not just Black people, but like everybody can understand it, and like it breaks it down to where it's like, oh, her, I just don't like, I can't pinpoint it.
Yeah.
But something about her.
It's kind of giving, part of it, okay, it is kind of giving, like, when I would, like, watch her stuff sometimes, it's kind of giving, it's like, if you have that friend in your friend group, and, like, say, like, you know, we're eating, like, junk food or, like, Oreos or something, like, that's not greens and from the ground, right? And then that friend wants to point out all the harmful ingredients in what you're eating. It's just like, let me have this cookie, damn it. I don't eat it all. Hush. We don't need this. We don't need to wax poetic about why, like, the food industry is trying to kill us right now over brunch. So, yeah. I wonder if it's, like, kind of giving that energy.
Yeah.
She's going to write for you if she writes for you, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's going to write for you. But it still might not come out right.
Right. But yeah, it's like, it's just one of those things of like, and also, not for nothing, I was like, as much as I love to be heard about things, is I will also be like, you know, sometimes it's okay to sit back and listen.
Because you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So sometimes.
Yeah, but I don't know, I thought that was like extremely telling that she wasn't invited to eat to neither Essence nor NAACP. Like, I could see maybe one over the other, but to not be invited to like Essence's Black Women in Hollywood, where that should be something I feel like should be
tailor made for.
Yeah, that's kind of telling to me.
Yeah.
That would kind of be like in the vein of like to narrow it down a bit. It's like even in streamer land, that would be like me not getting invited to a Kingdom Hearts thing for whatever reason. If I am well known for it, that would be weird.
Yeah.
That is giving is like there might be a reason. I don't know. It might be a you a little bit.
Cause at a certain point, everybody can't be wrong.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
Sorry, I had to take a quick because. Clearly I have not been talking all that much this week. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, definitely wish the best for Amanda Seales. It's just one of those, it's like, I hope that she's able to at some point sit with herself and be like, okay, can I say that some of it is me? Or if she's not able to reconcile that with the Black entertainment industry, then maybe it's like, okay, well, what other lane do you want to pursue? Because clearly that one's not working. Maybe it's time to just create your own lane in something. Even more than you've been doing. Weird how extremes Candace Owens and Amanda both seem to be having a rough couple weeks. Oh yeah, Candace is trying to do her apology tour with the Blacks.
With
DEIs.
Speaking of her, did you hear when, I don't like Jess Hilarious all that much, but that was the funniest when she asked Candace, God is good.
Oh yeah. And she didn't have,
if I said that to you. If I said to you, even if anybody who doesn't go to church, but I feel like that's like a Black thing.
Right.
Like God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Right.
And all the time.
God is good.
It's like a thing that we just know.
Right.
Like, it's not written somewhere. It's just something that has just been passed down that it was just like, yep, yeah, it's an oral history thing.
Yeah.
And her not knowing it, she's like, what's that from? And everybody's just like, the Black church. Like, girl.
Which is like, now wait a second now, because like, now I will say, because I try to be a purveyor of all information, sometimes I like do catch some of her podcasts and stuff. Not on like the car ride into work or anything. I'm not trying to like ruin my morning, but just like if I catch it, I catch it. If it's on the TV. And for someone who has been so anti, as she say, anti-whore and pro-church, how do you not know that response? Because I was very much like, what cultist church do you go to that you don't know that then?
Girl, I grew up in a white church, and I know that phrase.
Right.
So I'm like, come on now.
It was like, I thought you were very churchy. No. Okay. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, it was that. And then her, now I didn't actually watch this. I just heard of it. And I was like, I don't want to watch it, 'cause I don't want to ruin knowing the rap to the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Do not ruin that childhood memory for me. So I just heard about it. I was just like, so she tried to get in with us DEIs by rapping the Fresh Prince theme song. Okay.
I can't.
Yeah.
No.
So, oh yeah, and then she also went on Joe Budden's podcast. I don't know what they talked about.
Oh, she's going around all of the Black places.
Mm-hmm.
She said, all y'all.
Yeah, because she announced Joe Budden first, and then, I don't know if she did Joe Budden first and then Breakfast Club or vice versa, but I know she announced Joe Budden first and people were like, okay. and then she went on Breakfast Club and people were like, oh, we see what you're doing. We see what you're doing, Sister Candace. Although if we called you Sister Candace, clearly you might be confused by that too.
She's like, I'm not your sister. It's like, oh, Sister Candace.
So, yeah. She's trying to do her apology tour with us and try and get back in good with us since the conservative whites dropped her, apparently.
They dropped her like a hot cake.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah. It's like that was in the same vein at, I was gonna say that was her in this tour that she's going on is in the same vein of when Hillary Clinton was going around Black news or radio stations and stuff, and like when she's like, I got hot sauce in my bag.
Yeah.
Like it feels very Hillary Clinton.
Very much so. Although I will say it's like I am kind of surprised that she went this route because I was very much of the mind of like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you don't really fool with Black culture like that. Okay, gotcha. I thought that was like her being her. So I was like, are you saying this whole time that was a grift? Because I very much thought that was your personality. Because I've known people who were like that. So for her to try to crawl back, it was like, oh, so you were grifting or are you trying to grift us now? Which one are you grifting? Are you grifting both people? Because it's like, now it's like, okay, who are you really?
Like, I'm so confused.
But yeah. Yeah. I was just like, I think, I don't know. I was like, I think if Candace wasn't so extreme in the first place. Like, she could have been in the lane of, like, some regular conservative black person whose name escapes me right now because I was like, I don't know a lot. But you know what I'm saying is, like, she would
have been like a Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
A Colin Powell would be like, okay, like, I know you're in the conservative right-wing side.
Right.
But yet, somehow, people still, at the end of the day, will be like, eh. Those are just your views.
Yeah.
But, eh. So I'm like, come on.
But you still rock with us. Exactly. Correct. Yeah.
Like, those are your political views, but you still rock with us.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You're right, you're not too far gone, but yeah. Oh, did you happen to see her baby shower picture?
No. Let me Google it. Because the way you laughing and the way you asked.
Which is why I was very much like resigned to the fact of like, oh, okay, you don't rock with us overall, which is like, okay.
I'm mad. All I put was Candace O, and it was like Candace Owens baby shower. Okay. Yeah. You ain't got no friend.
I'm
sorry. You ain't got no melanated friends.
One, and I think that's a relative.
That, wow.
I was like, oh, so you just invited your sorority?
That's what it looks like. You look like the minority in the sorority. Like, you're the minority rush.
Yeah.
You're the, we have to have a black one.
Yeah. I mean, now, not for nothing, I was like, I can see myself having a fairly diverse baby shower. I mean, because the wedding was where it was, it wasn't as many people that could come, so it was like, eh. But like, over.
But still, you.
Yeah.
But you still had some mixture of people up in there.
Right. But I was just like, ain't nobody? Nobody? But also, can we, like, I'm very curious, like, I consider myself, like, very much not self-centered, like, don't make things about me if you don't have to. If it's my baby shower, though, I don't think I want to be placed in the back for the photo.
Y'all better get up out my way. I'm in the front holding my belly. And people are like, yes, I'm having a whole moment while everybody's walking around me.
It was like, no. Girl, why are you, like, you're in the very back. Like, it was a Where's Waldo moment of like, did she go to a friend's baby shower? Or who's the friend? Oh, you're in the back. Okay. Yeah. I just.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, it can't be that bad. Yep. It's that bad. Not it was on Reddit, too. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah. It's just like,
Somebody commented and said, imagine being the diversity hire at your own baby shower.
That was wild to me. I was just like, nobody. And you put yourself in the back.
Oh.
But at that point, I was like, maybe she's trolling. She's gotta be trolling us.
Gotta be, because this isn't real life.
That's my assumption. She was just trolling with the baby shower picture. Because there ain't no way. Yeah, I was just like, I'm surprised she didn't see that because it was definitely a viral moment. All right, we got anything else before we close out?
That is it.
All right, cool. Well, thank y'all for coming out to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. I am fairly sure we will be back next week. I have gotten my life together. So we should be back next week.